The Two Brothers by Alexander Dumas. Copyright 2014 by Bahar Books. Chapter 12. He called then to his lion and said, "My good little lion, go to the palace and bring back some of the very wine the king drinks at his table." The lion set off immediately for the palace. At the sight of him, every single person ran for his life. The merchants closed their shops and shut their doors. When the lion appeared in front of the palace, the entire post took up arms and tried to prevent the lion from entering. But with just one roar, the lion sent them all fleeing. Thus, he entered the palace freely, came to the door of the king's daughter, and knocked with his tail. When the princess came to open the door, she was so frightened at first that she jumped back. But then she recognized the emerald necklace around his neck. She asked him in and said, "My dear lion, what do you wish?"
"My master," answered the lion, "he who defeated the dragon sent me to you to most humbly request some of the wine that the king drinks."
The princess called for the royal wine master and told him to go to the wine cellar and take several bottles of the king's wine to the inn. The wine master began to go down into the wine cellar, but the lion said,
"One moment, sommelier, my friend. I am acquainted with people of your sort, and I will go with you to the cellar to see what you are giving me."
He followed the wine master into the cellar. There, the wine master, believing he could easily fool the lion, began to pull off the rack some of the wine reserved for the servants.
"Stop right there, comrade! It is necessary that I dignify the confidence that my master has in me. I must taste the wine before bringing it to him."
He poured out a half bottle and swallowed it in one gulp.
"Aha," he said, shaking his head, "are you trying to be humorous? Another wine and step lively. This one can be served to the servants at best."
The wine master looked askance at the lion, but held his tongue. He led the lion to another cask reserved for the king's marshal. But the lion said to him,
"Stop right there. I must taste it."
He poured another half bottle and drank it in one gulp. He clicked his tongue and, a little more satisfied, said,
"It is better than the other, but it is still not right."
The wine master, now getting quite angry, said under his breath, "How can an animal as stupid as you understand wine?" But before he could finish these words, the lion smacked him with his tail and sent him rolling to the other end of the cellar. The wine master picked himself up and, without breathing another word, led the lion to a small room in the cellar where the wine reserved for His Majesty was kept. No one else in the kingdom was ever allowed to drink this wine. The lion, after drinking a half bottle as a taste, shook his head up and down as a sign of satisfaction and said,
"Yes, finally, this is the proper wine."
He then filled six bottles. After that, he went back up the stairs, followed by the wine master. But when he reached the courtyard, he began to weave side to side so much that the wine master was obliged to carry the basket to the inn, fearing that the lion might break the bottles or allow them to be stolen. There, the wine master hung the basket from the lion's mouth, and the lion carried it to his master. Then the hunter said, "You see, Mr. Innkeeper, I have the bread, the wine, the roast beef, the vegetables, and the dessert from the king's table. I am now going to eat like a king with my beasts." And this said, he sat at the table, giving to the lion, to the bear, to the wolf, to the fox, and to the rabbit their shares of the dinner. He ate well and drank well, and was in fine humor, because he could see by how quickly she fulfilled his wishes, that the princess loved him still. That night he slept with great contentment.